It was silence. It was music. It was art. It was...
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
And welcome back. If you're just now joining us, Rhett Palmer continues his interview with Michael Battenberg.
Praise God.
And so we all have power we don't realize. You never know, you know, like we always tend to say, well, we got to give money to the poor, this or that. And I was in a Dunkin' Donuts once, and this lady's over here getting ice cream, and then I'm next in line here, but because she was there, she gets to go before me. I'm late going to church. I said, don't worry about it. I'll pay it forward. I'll pay her for your ice cream. That's what really happened. I had ulterior motives. But she went out with a sprint, even though she had a very expensive dress on. She got into a very expensive prestige vehicle, and I realized rich people also, they might be rich in pocket, but, you know, God allows some people to get rich to realize how poor they are. Remember, he said to be poor in spirit, not poor in pocket. But we, yeah. Whether you have tens of gazillion dollars or I have nothing, we have to know, each one of us, we are poor in spirit, needy of his presence in our lives. And so this is why it's so important what you're doing up there with this place for people to get away get off the merry-go-round and come in and soak up God's mansions on your 50 acres.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we get wrapped up in the world's way of defining success and defining achievement and defining ourselves, that we don't realize that the greatest gift that we've been given is time.
Yeah.
And how we spend that time is ultimately how we will spend eternity. And where we invest that time is what we value. And you know, we get distracted very easily.
Yes.
I mean, that's, we're compared to sheep, because, you know, sheep are not real bright, right? And neither are we, as much as we believe that we are. You know, God provided us with really basic directions, and we overcomplicate it, I think, much more than it needs to be. You know, at the end of the day, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love one another as you love yourself. Go and make disciples. That's basically it. You know, my mentor told me one time, he said, if you want to break it down to its simplicity, you have to understand that God is love, and we are created to receive that love, internalize it, and give it to others. And that's it. Don't make it any more complicated than that. And unfortunately, our society and our values and our morals and our culture is not necessarily focused on that. We're focused on other things that I don't think necessarily are in the big picture, you know, if we believe in eternity, real relevant.
Now, Gary was all excited having met you, and you know, two former lawmen, and then your success in life monetarily, and then turning it all over and saying, I want to do something of eternal consequence, starting back to basics. What do you call it? It's not a resort. It's a retreat.
Retreat and event center, I would say, and service, because, you know, we don't do everything exclusively here in Tennessee. I mean, we still have access to the other resources and so forth. And if somebody, you know, wants to, you know, go surfing, or they want to go to the Holy Land, or they want to go elk hunting, they're not doing it here, right? And so we can still... We can still give people an opportunity to have those experiences if those are the...
Now, now I'm not understanding what you're doing. What do you mean? Like, are you a travel agency, you mean?
Well, not necessarily a travel agency. They just make arrangements. We actually curate the entire experience and go with you. So we create the experience that you have. So we don't have a box. You have a vision. We want to make that vision a reality. And so every one of our groups, we custom curate, okay, what is your objective? What type of accommodations are you looking for? What type of surroundings are you looking to do it in? What type of activities are you looking to experience? What type of food are you looking to consume? And we will customize that for you. so that everything's taken care of. It's like an all-inclusive experience. So that the one thing that was originally discussed is, what is our main objective? The group has the opportunity to focus 100% of their attention on achieving that. And that's why we can get so much done in such a little amount of time. I mean, our typical retreats are, you know, 4 or 5 days. And we've had amazing epiphanies and revelations and transformations that have taken place. I mean, we had, gosh, I could go on and on with stories, and I'm happy to share them. But I mean, we had one guy that was, you know, just broken. And he was living down in Florida and really was ready to give up hope. And we invited him up, and he stayed. He ended up staying up an extremely long time. He stayed for 3 months. And at that time, we had a facility that we could put him in that didn't hinder us from accommodating other guests. But during that time, he was able to be still, hear his voice, be inspired, reflect, and truly focus on healing. And that brought him to reconnecting with a relationship that he had had in college. I ended up baptizing her. I ended up marrying them here on the property. And now, you know, they're living in D.C. And the life has completely transformed. And not to say that we had anything to do with it. We just set the table for the Holy Spirit to be able to get a hold of us.
That's very important. I went to Camp of the Woods this summer. Now, sometimes I hate to share these things. We're on WCNO, and that's a Christian station, so, you know, but the Bible said, okay, I believe you died and rose from the dead, nothing happened. And then I don't know what he'd put in me, but I was going, okay, I'm a fool to live without you. I mean, you're God. I said, okay, so I believe you died on the cross, rose from the dead, and I surrender my life to you.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit came in me, and of course, I apologized to God, but the first thing I thought was, oh, this is why people do drugs. Drugs are the counterfeit. This is the real McCoy. And I was filled with a joy. And I said, this is what the black folks are talking about. I said, I thought joy and happiness were synonyms, but this was joy. But now we were talking about something else. I wanted to connect that to what we were talking about. Something there. Oh, about the summer at this Camp of the Woods. So I go up there and I'm saying, Lord, hey, Lord, you know, I've had some miraculous encounters, but it's been 10, 20, maybe even 30 years since, you know, you showed up like you used to. So anyway, so I'm up there, and I like a private room. So I warn you now, if I ever come up there, I like to have privacy. But anyway, so I have my private room looking out on the water. So I know it wasn't a car and it wasn't a boat out there at night at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. So all of a sudden I'm sleeping and this big burst of white light fills my room. And like, whoa, what's that? And I said, what is that? And so now after that I would have thought, oh, maybe that was just a dream or something. But I sort of have this connection with a, 333. What is it? Jeremiah 333, mm-hmm. Where he says, a call unto me and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not of. So my friend in Massachusetts at 3:33 in the morning, that's what the time is when he visits me.
Right.
3:33 says, I want a picture of the church and the pastor you just interviewed in Stowe, Vermont. Can you send it to me? Now, later on, I'd asked him, I said, why did you send that at 3:33 in the morning? But I said, well, I happened to be up, and I said, I didn't figure you'd see it until the morning. But the point is, it was exactly, this light fills the room, and then ding, and I took a picture of it, snapped it. 3:33 So I could not refute the fact that this was some sort of an intervention. Now, how this gets back to you is back to basics. Is a retreat center like that? Had I not gone away with these men for a weekend, shut off the world, and a place like yours made available to me, would have my soul been quieted enough that I could forget the things of the world and focus in on connection to, you know, our master?
Amen. Yeah, we call it the four S's: solitude, silence, scripture, and Sabbath. And you know, your explanation is something that, you know, resonates with all of our guests, which is, hey, listen, God is showing up all the time. I mean, you can break it down to say the air that we're breathing is a gift from God, right? We just don't recognize it as such because we've been doing it ever since, you know, we were created. But We just don't necessarily give him the credit until it is a bing, as you mentioned, God moment with the 333 experience, which doesn't always happen as much as we would like them to, but he has his hands in everything. Remember, he has a plan. We are just part of that plan, and either we're aligned with him and we're living the plan as he had designed, or we're not, and we're doing it on our own. And, you know, will we be blessed? Sure. But it's a heck of a lot better if we're aligned with him and living the path that he has designed for us. As I, you know, came to the epiphany when I was 45. I mean, I was living a great life in the worldly perspective. I mean, I had a great big house and had the cars and the motorcycles and the boats and traveling around and a bachelor. And, you know, I, as far as the world was concerned, I had the world by the tail. But the fact was, is inside I was empty. Why? Because there was a hole in it that was filled with the Holy Spirit. When I was ready to ask, seek, and knock for something greater, and bringing me to this epiphany and allowing me to dedicate my life and seeing these bing, as you said, transformations is what it's all about. You know, when a guy comes from Las Cruces, we had a number of officers that were experienced a really serious trauma. They had an officer that was slain by a homeless fella. And as subsequently one of the officers, because of the trauma, took their life. So they had two losses back to back, you know, very quickly. And they had gone through the bereavement training and the debriefing and the, you know, time off and so forth. And nothing was working. And they come out to our place, and a guy comes up to me after the second day, and he says, you know, he says, I don't know what it is about this place. He says, but I haven't slept in months, and here I've been able to sleep.
How do you like that?
He said, and it's absolutely amazing. And he says, why do you think that is? And I said, well, you know, tell me about why you haven't been able to experience all this. And he says, well, you know, we had this trauma, and it's been haunting me, and you know, through all these classes and everything, and ways to deal with it. And I said, well, was Jesus at the center of any of these things? And he said, no. And I said, well, there you go. You were on your own. Here, Jesus is going to be at the center of everything. Not that we're going to beat it over your head, because we don't have to. We just have to set the table to allow for the Holy Spirit to be invited to show up, and he will.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Come.